Hi guys, welcome back to Hot Girl Evolving. Today I'm here with Hadley Tutton.
Hello.
I'm so excited to hear about your journey in knitwear and in New York.
I'm so excited to share with you. I'm honored to be here. You know I'm obsessed with you, Maya.
I'm obsessed with you. Okay, let me whip up my questions.
Okay, please. I don't know why I'm like so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
No, I'm so excited, but I feel like I'm on like live TV. I don't know.
Oh, we can edit her, don't you?
Okay, good.
Good. Okay, when did you move to New York and like what was your plan initially moving here?
Okay, so I moved here in 2021. I graduated in May 2021 and then...
But you didn't go to school here, right?
That's what Everyone thinks I went to school here, which is very flattering. I went to Indiana. I'm from Indiana. Grew up there. I know that's not the question, but I'm just giving you a little backstory.
I want to hear it all.
I'm from Indiana. Grew up there. Went to Indiana University. Always knew I wanted to do something with fashion. But truthfully, I'm the oldest child. I never really was like, oh, I'll go to fashion school.
Right.
I kind of always wanted that like Big Ten sorority experience, which is so funny looking back. Now I'm like, I was in a sorority?
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, could I have been a sorority girl?
No. That is a whole other... Like, when I tell people I lived in a house with 150 girls
that's
for 4 years...
That's insane.
Crazy. But, getting quite off topic here. Went to Indiana University, studied fashion. There was 18 people in the program. It was actually really, really cool because it was, like, more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Met some cool girls there. Honestly, a lot of girls from New York go to school in Indiana.
Really? How far is it from here?
It's like an hour and a half flight.
Oh.
It's like a 14-hour
really
drive, yeah.
I guess I should know that. I'm like, no, U.S. geography.
No offense. Literally, when I tell people I'm from Indiana, they're like, oh.
Where is that?
They're like, oh, exactly. They're like, I've been to Louisiana before. No offense. No one's missing out. But love where I'm from. Anyway, met a few girls from New York there. Really connected with this one girl named Pia. Shout out Pia. Love you, Pia.
Hey, Pia.
Me and Pia were like, okay. Pia's from New York City. Kind of inspired me. It was like, you need to get out of Indiana. You do fashion. Let's move there after we graduate together. Moved here in 2021 with Pia. She really, shout out Pia again, showed me the way, really introduced me to a ton of friends. I don't really think I'd be where I am today without Pia. So I lived with Pia for a year. We lived on the Lower East Side. It was so fun. I worked at V Magazine, started doing like some editorial things.
Super cool.
And then just throughout that, I kind of realized I love fashion and all of this, but I think I want to be the one like creating my own things that are being shot.
What was that transition like? Like going from such a small town in Indiana to New York?
So thankfully growing up, I was able to come here a lot. So like I kind of knew the vibe,
right.
But obviously so different than where I grew up. I think I was almost by the end of college kind of like craving that. Just because as I got more into fashion throughout college, I was like, wow. No offense, but the mindset there is just very, very different.
Yeah.
It's a lot more conservative just naturally. So wearing a crazy outfit or making a crazy design obviously
people stood out a bit more.
which could be a positive, but a lot of times I kind of felt like it was more of like a judgmental thing. So
right.
I definitely was like, love it here, very thankful for where I grew up. Like it was a great place to be raised. But I think I need to probably go somewhere else where it's a bit more accepted and you know, being pushed and everyone's there trying to do the same thing, kinda.
Totally. Well, it definitely served you.
I love you.
Look at
the
girls.
You.
We're working.
Yeah, we're working. I'm on your podcast. Clearly, I'm doing something right.
I hope so. I'm like, hopefully, Hot Girl Evolving will do you right.
Yes.
All right. I want to know how you got the idea to start creating knitwear.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how did you create your first piece?
Okay, so this is so random. Basically, actually, I guess it's not random because I've seen a lot of people on TikTok and social media who found the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, during COVID quarantine... I was in Indiana. I went back home. It all, like, blurs together.
You went back home during COVID?
Yeah, during COVID. I went back home for a few months.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird. I moved here during COVID.
Okay, yeah. I know. It was, like, actually so crazy. The end of college, all of COVID, like, coming together. Basically, I remember I literally, like, I can grab it if you want me to put it.
I would love to see it.
Okay, wait, I'll literally get it.
Okay, back to what we were saying.
Okay, cut back to...
Is this the machine to create the knitwear?
This is the machine.
And
No, I'm fully exposing myself, everyone. Okay, so people are like, oh, you use, like, these super professional knitwear machines, or, like... I'm sorry, no, this comes in a package from Amazon that says ages 3 to 12.
You're like...
It is a plastic Centro knitting machine... not saying I don't put in work. Yeah. But
it helps a lot.
This is what it's created on.
Oh my God.
You literally just spin. Yeah. So you can create.
You make every piece on this? Or like most of them?
For the most recent collection I made every piece on this.
Wow.
So when I first got this, I thought you could only do little like cylinders. Mm. So I was making tube tops. I'm not kidding. Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait,
your first design was like a tube top.
Totally. Literally just a tube top on this. That's millions so of people can do it. I've seen tons of girls do it on Depop, Poshmark, tons of things. Something I love about knitwear is that so many people can do it. A lot of it looks the same, but it's knitwear. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, made different by every single person. But yeah, I literally make everything on this machine.
That's amazing.
And learned on YouTube. There's so many people on TikTok too that do these and it blows your mind. There's definitely like
I'm wearing knitwear right now.
Yeah, you slay. I love
Urban.
Urban. Hey, yes. Urban. Love it. Love the, it's so cute.
This is really cute. Yeah, but they probably didn't make it on this.
No, I know. Probably something a bit more industrial. But yeah, I'm still new to this. So obviously I'm not using the most advanced technology here.
But, like, I think that's just, like, the process of it all. You know, you kind of have to, like, build and start.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm excited because I just had a show for my brand, which was really, really fun. The main point for that was kind of just to be, like, creative and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Let me put her aside.
Yeah, please. I'm, like, sitting.
But, yeah, I want to ask you about your show,
actually. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm really, like, going off.
No, please
cut.
Well, I want to know.
Anyway.
But, yeah, walk me through the process of, like, putting on your first New York Fashion Week show. Like, how did that go?
Basically, I have been creating knits in my apartment for 3 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are knitwear designers. One of my friends, Emily, shout out Emily, is so talented and kind of inspired me. We did a shoot a few months ago, and she does, like, a ton of sweaters and, like, dresses and stuff like that. And I was doing more accessories, so I was like, oh, this is so cool. She does it a bit more, like, handmade, so I was like, I want to learn how to do this on the machine. Kind of started just developing pieces here for fun that I would, like, put on my friends and I. And then my friend Chloe is a really, really talented stylist. Shout out Chloe Phelps.
Shout out all the girls.
Yeah, literally. Love all these girls. But we were like, why not combine your styling with some of my knits and just do a show for fun?
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, so truthfully, the whole point of the show, yes, was to show knitwear, but also it was kind of just like a collaborative project. So all of the models involved, all the photographers, the makeup artist, Frosty Delight, love her. She just did some stuff for Sandy Liang, which was really, really cool. Yeah.
Ooh.
Everyone did it for free. It was a collaborative project, which was an honor and beyond generous of everyone. But I kind of went into the show, you know, presenting to the team, the models, Chloe, like, this is just for fun.
Yeah.
This isn't we're trying to make a ton of money. This is kind of more like, let's put my skills, you guys' skills, Chloe's skills all together and just do something kind of cheap and for fun. And oddly, a lot of people, not oddly, but surprisingly, I was honored.
No, it looked great.
A lot of people came out, which was really, really fun. So I'm really happy with it. I think that was cool to, like, present knitwear and all that stuff I can do. I think moving forward, I'll probably continue doing knitwear. The only thing I'm finding is it's just a little bit unsustainable for the amount of, obviously, yes, I use a machine, but even that, the amount of time and just the craft, it's beautiful. It just isn't super sustainable to make money.
Right.
So I think moving forward, I'm probably going to get into some different design elements, probably start releasing a new graphic line soon.
That's so exciting.
I know, I'm so excited. We got this new printer that's arriving to the studio today that prints any picture you want from your phone, anything, and then it heat transfers to clothing.
Super cool.
Yeah, so I ordered, like, boxers, some underwear, some graphic tees you might see over there.
Yeah, I want to look through those.
Oh, my God, yeah, no, 1,000%. And then we're going to do, like, send in anything custom. We'll print it for you. Just, like, it's called sublimation printing.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to start getting into. We're going to expand the team a bit. I've been working with some girls who are in college who do graphic design and have some really cool ideas.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so that is definitely where I've seen I can make money.
Right.
But the knitwear is super fun to do. Like, here's a one-of-one piece. I'll have it up. If it sells, awesome, but I'm not, like, super pushing
attached
that.
Attached to it,
just because it is a bit harder of a turnaround. The size inclusivity isn't as easy to make, especially on the machines that only have 48 needles. Right, yeah. I mean, you totally can do it. But I think it's something fun. I probably will continue with, like, accessories and stuff, but I'm excited to get into other aspects of
expand.
Design.
Yeah, I think that's also super, like, a interesting part of business is, like, kind of starting with one idea, and then, like, you did the show, and you're like, okay, wait, maybe I can do this, but also incorporate something else, which I'm super excited to see what you do.
Oh, my God, Maya, you're so nice. Thank you. No, I'm so excited, too. And, yeah, definitely, it's all a learning experience.
Yeah.
What works, what doesn't. But yeah, I mean, so far I'm proud of everything I've done so far, and I'm just excited to move forward. I think, especially as we get into, like, the spring and summer, people are not like, I need a knit sweater.
But you could do something cute.
Exactly. So
maybe a little bikini.
Oh my God,
you
yes!
You can't really go in the water, but, like,
I know, we did a bikini top for the show, and it was so cute. One of our models, Danielle, wore it, and she looked so good.
Yeah, everything in the show, the little shorts were
so special.
Oh my
God, thank you! Yes, I love the little shorts. They're all so fun to make, and, yeah, probably in the spring, summer. I haven't really sat down and planned this out yet, but we'll probably continue with, like, scarves, maybe, like, our little flower chokers and stuff we do. But, yeah, definitely you guys will be seeing some graphics and more fun designs coming from We Go Far.
Amazing. And, like, going back to, like, collaborating, I thought that's interesting how you say it. Because, like, once I started, like, Hot Girl Evolving, I realized, like, how much, like, collaboration goes into it. Yep. Especially when you're starting out and you don't have, like, these huge budgets
totally.
Like, spend on, like, shoots and different things. But, like, it's so good, like, the people you meet in New York. Like, obviously, one of my best friends is a stylist. And, then, like, I know a bunch of models. So I'm like, girls.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to pop on a t-shirt and, like, let's do something. But it's so fun, like, when we all come together and, like, create something, and, like, it's not just for, like, one person. Like, it feels like a whole team effort.
Exactly, yeah, and I feel like it's more rewarding too at the end of the day, because it's like we all kind of, not in a weird way, but got something out of this for our portfolios, and that's what I love, meeting people here who are down to help each other create art with each other and make something really, really cool. And I feel like those are my favorite people I've met here. There's tons of people here like that, which I think it really makes it easy.
Totally.
Well, not easy, but helps you to learn and grow. Obviously, there's definitely people who aren't as down to collaborate or share ideas and stuff like that, so that can definitely get hard.
I think that's just the city, though, or just, like, the fashion industry in general.
Totally.
I mean, but even in modeling, like, I noticed it, too. It's like sometimes you get good, helpful energy, and sometimes you're like, okay, I'm just gonna sit quiet and
You're like, I'm just
around.
Gonna sit here and smile, because
and
clearly
pretend everything's perfect.
Yeah, everything's good.
But
No, 1,000%. I would say, for the most part, most people I meet in this industry are super cool, helpful, down to be creating projects and other things with other designers or artists. So I always think that's really, really cool and motivating.
Yeah. It's just about surrounding yourself with the right people.
Exactly.
Where did you get the name We Go Far?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, basically, I feel like all of my answers have, like, 45 layers to them.
No, I love it, though.
But, basically, when I started, I called it Lover NYC.
Aww.
And this was in 2020. And I've always, like, used Shopify and had the same Instagram account. So the Instagram accounts had, like, four names.
Okay.
So we started with Lover. And then for, this was, like, when I was finishing up college. And basically for our senior project, we had to come up with a concept, a line of designs, and then present it at, like, our senior fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, okay, I'm going to start figuring out how to do knitwear.
Yeah.
Presented a line, made it on the knitting machine, literally in my college apartment. No offense to myself, it wasn't the best, okay? It was on the bodies.
But it wasn't really giving.
But it wasn't really staying, okay? So, I was like, okay, slay. Anyway, no, that was totally fine.
Was it mesh? Like, I remember your first, like, when you reached out to me that first time, you were making, like, mesh skirts.
Yeah, so I do, okay, so all of my stuff is over on this
back. Oh, we'll take a browse later.
We'll take a browse later. Yeah, I've done lace, I've done knits, I've done choker, like, so many different fun things. Yeah, I just love, you know, creating fun things. But basically started it with Lover. That was when I was a senior in college. Got slightly discouraged after that show and was like, okay, what is going on?
Yeah.
Obviously, can't sell any of these garments. They didn't even really make it down the runway. So, anyway.
Let's try again.
Took a step back. Then I was like, got a ton of advice from, like, professors and just people as I, like, graduated and was kind of moving here and would say, like, oh, I have a small brand called Lover. People were like, that's kind of an odd name. Like, yeah. Especially as you're first starting out in New York City, you should probably just call it, like, Hadley Tutton or Hadley. Mm-hmm. Just so when something's posted or anything, like, at least your name's also connected to it.
That's interesting. Okay.
So, in that moment, I was like, yeah.
Let's change
it. Like, I'm going to change this to Hadley NYC. Yeah. Okay. Changed it to Hadley NYC. Wasn't really vibing. Wasn't motivated at all. Literally didn't want to post any. Keep in mind that Instagram has, like, 800 followers, guys. It's not like this is going to, like, a ton of people. But I was like, I'm not super proud of this. It's kind of, like, a weird name. Also, like, what? Anyway, kind of kept it that. Kept developing little, like, knit pieces. Mainly just, like, editorial people would pull them. I never was really making sales off anything.
That's cool, though, that you still got to use them for, like, creative shoots.
Yeah, no, it was super fun and always, like, felt so honored when anyone would reach out to me to pull them. But then I'm trying to think, all this, like, blending together. And, like,
it's crazy. That I don't even know what year it is
sometimes. I know, like 2024. What
I've been living here for 3.5 years and I'm like, what?
Yeah, see, people are like, when did you move here? I'm like, last year. They're like, wait, I thought you moved here in 2020. I'm like,
oh, it's not 2020 anymore.
Anyway.
Got it.
Then I don't know where I saw this. It might have been on, like, a random podcast. I wish I could credit it. I truthfully don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, it needs to change from Hadley NYC. Was, like, looking at a ton of, like, podcasts and videos, like, how to name my brand. Like, I'm completely stuck.
Yeah.
I know that sounds really weird. I saw this one girl, I literally can't remember who it was, what she said, but she was like, oh my gosh, I do remember. I think it was Cafe Forgot.
Okay.
That really cool store on the Lower East Side.
Okay, okay.
And I could be totally wrong, but I think she said, when we were trying to come up with our store name, I was looking at, or like I would pop in nail salons and look at nail colors.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, that's so smart, because they're always such, like, fun, like creative
they
names.
Are. That's cute.
So I was like, I'm going to do that. I forget. It was a play on words, we go something. And then I was like, I don't know. I kind of like we go far. I was literally just walking down the street, like, saying names out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just stuck. I literally Googled it to make sure there wasn't any other things.
I love the name.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think it's super cute. I think it makes sense, too. But I think I've only seen the account when it's We Go Far. Like,
okay, that makes me feel better, because some people are like, when I have pop-ups, they're like, hi, like, I have a scarf from Lover and Hadley NYC, but we're just wondering, like, if this is, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. This is clearly
a work. You're like, 45-minute tangent. Everybody sit down.
Yeah, this is clearly a work in progress, but
no,
I appreciate the support.
You know, like, you have to kind of, like, see what works, what doesn't, what feels right.
Exactly. I don't foresee another name change in the future, but
I love We Go Far.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. I wish I could say it has this deep meaning behind it, but truthfully, I was bouncing around with so many names. I was like, I kind of just want something that isn't my personal name and something that just kind of like rolls off the tongue and is like a cute little saying.
Yeah, it's
or
super
might be cute on like a t-shirt or something.
I love it. And what has starting your own brand taught you?
I think it's taught me to be mentally and emotionally strong.
Yeah.
Like I said, I went into this to have fun. The most part of it is fun. It's not like a full-time thing I'm working on all the time. I do it when I have time. And I think that I've definitely learned, even though I'm kind of in this for fun, that presenting a brand or photo shoots or a show or just anything to the public can definitely, or definitely invites people to present an opinion, which is obviously
to be perceived, and you're like,
no, exactly. And I think, you know, working on what my message of the brand is, kind of presenting this is for fun, like this a cute graphic shirt. Or
I think you need a shirt now that says this is for fun.
Oh my god, wait, that is okay. Coming soon.
This is
just for fun, everyone.
No, I love that. I think the important part about, like, my podcast lately has been, like, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I watch podcasts, and, like, they interview established people, which obviously we love to get the insight from people who have made it and are successful, but I think it also is interesting to, like, sit down and talk with people who are, like, in the process of building, because, like, so many of us, like, it's easy to, like, highlight the end goal, and you're like, oh, this is how I did it, but for so many people who are, like, just starting out, and they're like, oh, how do I stay motivated, or how did you start your brand? It's easier sometimes to, like, sit here and talk with somebody, yeah, I'm in the process, I don't even know which direction I'm going, which is why I kind of, like, love to highlight, like, you and just, like, everybody that I've had on my podcast.
You're amazing.
It's, like, it's hard to, not hard, but, like, sometimes, like, how can I get inspired by somebody who's just, like, sitting in their mansion already telling me, like, everything they've done?
I can't relate to this. Very,
like,
very true.
I'm just trying to stay motivated, like, on the day-to-day just to, like, make a little bit of progress.
literally just to pay my rent. No, I think that's such a great point. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that is something I've learned along the way, too, is keeping a level head and kind of keeping it in perspective. I'm a small designer in New York City. There's thousands of them.
So many of us, yeah.
So I think supporting each other and just being positive and kind of just creating a safe space where I feel like I have so many friends and designers and stylists that I can kind of go to and they'll give me honest feedback and we can work together just like how we just did the show. So, like, there was 35 plus people on the team, models, like, we all just came together and did it for each other.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, and it was really, really fun. And it's not like, you know, the models need something from me, I need something from them. Like, it's literally a collaborative project.
Yeah.
And it is so fun. And yeah, that's kind of just what I want to continue with the brand. Definitely learning as I go. How to manage it. Obviously, I am doing it by myself right now. We're looking for some interns. So kind of just literally like learning as I go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing too.
Yeah.
Every day.
Exactly. So obviously, there's going to be mistakes made, but we go
far. We'll get through it.
We
go far as Hot Girl Evolvings.
Period.
Okay. Wow. We really ate with this. Hold on.
We really ate.
Okay. Now I just have like a funky question.
Okay. Wait. Yay.
What's the craziest thing you've seen or done in New York?
Oh my God. I love this question. Wait. This is so weird that you. Okay. Not weird, but.
That was my question for the Kim Shui interviews.
No, I'm obsessed. Also, okay. No, don't get me started. I'll go on a whole tangent. I'm obsessed with all your interviews. Your energy.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I can't. Okay. Anyway.
Aww. I feel like flashing everyone. Sorry.
Oh my God. No, I love it. Give me more, honey. Hey! It's so funny you say this because my sister who is here, I met her before, she goes to Parsons in one of her classes with like 80 people. They all the other day went around and said their craziest thing they've seen in New York City.
Oh my God.
So I was like, wait, I need to hear all of them.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
Okay, wait, I'm trying to, because I've
I don't know what mine is. I need to think too.
I know.
Nakedness.
Okay, yes. I guess.
But I feel like that's just like not even the craziest thing.
No, exactly. I probably have so many like interest.
Oh my God, this guy one time dropped his headphones in the subway and he was like, how far is the train? And I was like, it's just 2 minutes. He jumped in the, and I had to pull him out.
No.
I was like, I'm shaking, sir.
Mm-mm.
Don't ever do that again. Not. It wasn't even like Apple AirPods. It was like the Beats. I was like, babe.
You're like, I'll pay you the money.
I will literally
not do that.
I will literally buy you new ones.
No,
that's
no,
crazy.
Please don't do that. I'm trying to think. I mean, a naked one. When I first moved here, I would work at retail stores on the side to pay my rent. And I worked at a store called Isalie's. Such a cute, fun store.
Wait, is that where I bought that perfume and I met you that first time?
Wait, probably.
Remember when I bought this perfume and you were like, are you Maya?
Oh my God, wait,
is that when I first met you?
I worked at a lot of retail stores on the Lower East Side. So wait, maybe.
Was that you though? Maybe that wasn't you.
I feel like it definitely was, but it's all blending together. You know I've been obsessed
again
for a while.
It's 2020 in my head, so I don't know.
No, same. I'm like, what's going on? When I was working there, we had an older lady come in. She was slaying.
Yeah.
She went back to the dressing room to try some things on, and then I turned around and she was fully butt naked at the front of the store picking up a different size.
You're like, right.
I was like, slay? The confidence is amazing.
I didn't really want to see that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, totally fine. I mean, another funny thing that happened to that store, we were in such a prime location in Nolita, and there was a homeless mission across the street. So sad, obviously. Like,
right.
We would bring them, like, food and, like, extra sweaters and stuff we had in the basement. So they kind of, like, knew the store. One day in the spring, we're like, oh, we're going to put a sale rack outside, okay? And so we put a huge sale rack outside. This is honestly, like, goes down in history, okay? A homeless guy from the mission comes over. Takes the whole rack, okay? There's nothing we can really, like, I'm sorry. We're, like, 21 years old working at the store. Obviously, that's horrible, but, like, we're not going to, like, chase him.
No, yeah.
Next day, everyone at the mission, all men, are decked out nice, Ailey's. Oh, floral coats.
Oh, they're wearing it.
It was really...
Wait, I kind of love that.
No, it was sweet. They literally had, like, the skirts layered over their pants. I was like, okay, slay. Wait, that's it was so cute. And they were right across the street, so they clearly were like...
We want to be slaying, too.
Yeah, bro. And, like, that went on, like, for, like, a month that they all had those outfits on, so it was just kind of iconic. It was
I mean, kinda, good, like, promo.
Yeah, it went down in history. I was like, okay.
I love that.
Go off.
Well, I'm not even in New York right now. I'm here for a couple days, and then I go to Australia.
Oh, you're such a queen. I'm so jealous of your life.
I just need something new. That's my thing. I'm
How
like,
long are you going to Australia for?
3 months.
Oh, my God, Maya. That's insane.
I'm so excited.
I really want to do something similar. Like, I feel
I
like...
I just love to move around.
No, that's... I need that. I
this
think...
This city, like... It really, I've been here for 3.5 years. It does something. Once you're here too long, I'm like... I've seen it all.
Yeah.
I really have. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I'm just like not aligned with who I truly should be. So
couldn't agree more. And I feel like love the city so much. I think something that one of my dad's friends said to me when I first moved here is he grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
New York City will give to you what you give to it, or give back to you what you give to it.
Right.
You know? And I think that is true.
That
like,
just gave me chills because, like, I'm just looking back at all the crazy
shit. Yeah, like, it does take a lot from you, but it will give back to you opportunities and people. But I know I've definitely been feeling that recently, and that's something I've been journaling about and just kind of, like, looking at the big picture. Like, I love it here so much, but with what I was just saying, the sometimes, like... exclusivity or like just how everyone almost like operates the same in this small little bubble. I sometimes feel like I need to do like take a step back to be my most creative and happy self.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, that's something definitely I'm looking at. I would love, like, I love the way you live your life. It's so cool. Yeah, like I think just popping around to a, you know, ton of different places.
I love it, but also like sometimes I'm like, I just need to like a stable home.
1000%. No. Yeah.
But then it's like, then I'm like, where is that?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, 1000%. But yeah, I think New York definitely is an amazing place, especially to be here for fashion and modeling and the creative industry. But I do try to keep in mind, and I don't always do such a great job of it, but like sometimes I just want to like, or need to, not want to, take a deep breath and realize like, it's life. Like,
right.
I feel like it can just become very overwhelming here.
No, totally.
In a good and bad way.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keeping everything kind of in perspective.
Totally.
Yeah.
We ate that, girls.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, Maya, thank you. I love you. You're such a queen.
I love you more.
This was an honor.
Can't
guys, I've like been stalking Maya for like 3 years. I'm not kidding. I'm like, Maya.
I'm really not that special. I'm like,
wait,
I'm not that
Yeah, you are. Are you kidding? You're so cool. I'm obsessed with you. You're so cool. This is an honor.
But yeah, I loved what you did with the show. I was super proud of you. That's super cool. Like, to watch that on Instagram, I was like, oh my God, like, this girl really, like, pulled off a whole fashion show. Because, like, I work with a couple designers, like, and I know how stressful it can be, like, during a show like that. So, like, especially you're so young to, like, pull that off. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's
excited
so sweet.
To see you grow.
Thank you.
It's gonna be
I love
a good
you.
Year.
Oh love my God, yeah, I do. I feel like it'll be a good year. We're learning. We're growing.
We are learning.
And all is good. Positive energy.
Like, well, I won't be crying today.
Nope, no crying today. Maybe tomorrow morning, but not today.
Oh, okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.